This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's that is necessary in the Southwest. Although it'd be a hot breeze. No question about that. It's a good day. Yeah. Seals and Crofts, the name of the group during this tune. It's hot. It just is. It's hot. Summertime, summertime, summertime. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen helping you to cool off. In some moments, sometimes we make people hot under the collar, and sometimes we give them pause to think, because we are not simple beings. Some things make some people think. Some people don't want to think, and that's okay. Sometimes in the heat, oh, I don't want to think. I just want to be, right? No, this is not a test. You have nothing to prove to anybody but yourself. I know a lot of people think they have to prove themselves to their spouse or to their parents or to their boss or whatever. But no, think about yourself in a sense, not in a selfish way, but think about yourself. So maybe for the rest of the day today, you think about you and your life, what you have accomplished, what you like doing, what you're good at, all of those good things, okay? Just do that for yourself. Meanwhile, we are in the Food, Farm, and Family Department. We're celebrating Hot Dog Week. It's national. I always thought Hot Dog Week ought to be the 4th of July, but it isn't. It's this week.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, what do you put on your hot dog is the question of the moment. Jay, you don't eat hot dogs, right?
No, but I eat, like, the other hot dogs, turkey dogs or the veggie hot dog stuff. And my favorite is sauerkraut and yellow mustard.
Oh!
That's just so good. So good.
Okay. James, they offer some sort of hot dog down in Dallas where you are, right?
Say again, how hot is it?
No, we're not talking about how hot it is. We're talking about hot dogs.
Oh, sorry. I was adding some music. Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. What do you put? Let me try this again.
Okay.
Take two. What do you put on your hot dogs if you eat a hot dog? Do you put all kinds of things on, like relish and mustard? And
I do like relish, but you know what? The best thing for me is just some straight-up Dijon mustard. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah
Dijon.
Absolutely. And, you know, you don't just go with a regular, like, hot work. You got to get a brat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, because there are all kinds, you point out something that is certainly a part of Hot Dog Week, and that is the different kinds of hot dogs. 100% all beef hot dogs, bratwurst, the Nathan hot dog. There's hot dogs with all kinds of crap in them. There are the sausages that are basically
the all beef.
Yeah, right, exactly. But one of the things that some people find very offensive is putting ketchup on a hot dog. I gotta remember when I was young, when I used to eat hot dogs, there were people who would look at you, at least around here, like you go to Fenway Park and watch a Red Sox game, right? You go to a park in Cleveland.
Oh, you've got to be putting stadium mustard on that thing.
Yeah, right. Well, so in Boston they call them Fenway Franks. Every park has a different name for the hot dog. And I can remember when I was a kid going to a game and putting ketchup on the hot dog. And the people all around me, you're looking, and it's like, boo, the guy's putting ketchup on his hot dog. Boo, boo, no ketchup on hot dogs.
Because ketchup is just offensive anyway. Ketchup is the worst.
Really? I like to put it on my beans. Ketchup is good on beans. All right, so anyway, for those of you who remember the character of Dirty Harry, Clint Eastwood, here is an excerpt from, I think, the original, the first Dirty Harry movie, where he's talking about things that don't, you know, being a cop a lot of nasty things. You encounter a lot of nasty things. So he goes through a litany of all of the things that don't bother him that are nasty, and then we take it from there.
No, this stuff isn't getting to me. The shootings, the knifings, the beatings, old ladies being bashed in the head for their social security checks, teachers being thrown out of a fourth floor window because they don't give A's, that doesn't bother me a bit.
Come on, Harry, take it easy.
Or this job either, having to wade through the scum of this city, get swept away by bigger and bigger waves of corruption, apathy, and red tape. Nah, that doesn't bother me. But you know what does bother me?
What?
You know what makes me really sick to my stomach?
What?
It's watching you stuff your face with those hot dogs. Nobody, I mean nobody, puts ketchup on a hot dog.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about having our fingers in the holes and the whole
thing. All right, so that's the essence of which, from Clint Eastwood's point of view, who doesn't remember that scene from Dirty Harry? I can't remember the actor's name, the character actor that played his partner in the first couple of Dirty Harry movies. He was a short, sort of chubby guy, and you could imagine him eating almost anything. So anyway, there it is, what to do or what not to do with your hot dog, courtesy of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Now it's back to some of the more nightmarish things about life. Here's the story of an 18-year-old woman who was killed in Kentucky after a loose tire crashed through her windshield. You hear this story? This is the story of Lauren Collins, who was a student at University of Kentucky. She was out in the family Buick on Interstate 75. And I've had this happen. Actually, I remember a tire coming off. I just had, now that I'm thinking about it, I had a trailer. I was moving some cows the other day in my cattle trailer, and one of the axles broke, and the tire just went down the road. I went back to get it, and somebody had picked it up and stolen it already. Never found it. I was driving down a steep hill in Worcester, Massachusetts, probably 20 years ago, and I looked out to the right. I had a tractor on the back of a longer trailer that I had, and it was pouring rain. Oh, my God, and it was like 9 o'clock at night. And I look out to the right-hand side in the mirror, and I see this tire coming down, going down the street faster than me, that had just broken off of one of the axles on my trailer. And you see it go down the street. And fortunately, the light was red at the intersection, so the tire just went kaplunk across the street onto the sidewalk and into Lake Quinsigamon. That was the end of that. Never saw that tire again.
Oh, thank goodness it hit anyone. There is a video that was floating around that kind of went viral where this happened. And fortunately, that driver was okay, but the way that it was a big tire and the way it bounced and then smashed onto the windshield, it actually made the car flip, like just completely flip tail over head. And a lot of times, my first thought is always when you're driving behind a pickup truck or even a semi with a flat truck bed and there are a lot of tires on it, or the different like wooden poles or trees or something, or even pipes, and you think if one of those comes loose, it's going to be bad. And you never want to follow those trucks. You want to get over or give them a little bit of space. Don't be so close. But this is one of those things it is an active tire on the vehicle, helping the vehicle move, and it just comes off and it just goes flying.
It can happen. It is, machinery is not perfect, and people aren't either. There are people that change tires and they don't put them on right, that kind of stuff. All kinds of reasons this could happen, but the bottom line here is this young woman is dead because the tire came off of a truck, smashed through the windshield, and that was the end of her. What's the lesson? I don't know that there is a lesson here. It's just
I don't think there
sad
is.
Story.
That things can just happen. Always try to be alert, but even something like this, there's no time.
How can you be alert to something like that? How can you be alert to something like that? There are 400 people who are dead today. There was a doomsday cult that ended up in Kenya. Authorities digging bodies up, but they've come up with over 400 so far. The pastor in question here is a guy named Paul McKenzie, who apparently ordered his followers, this is a group from the Good News International Church. He ordered them to fast to death in order to meet Jesus. Well, he's in police custody now with all kinds of charges of murder against him. He denied ordering the followers to starve, but apparently there are a few people who survived that told the story.
Yeah, and he also claimed he had closed his church 4 years prior.
Yeah, right. Okay, so where do the 400 bodies come from? This guy is a lunatic, right? I mean, look at all the... Remember, well, maybe you don't. The Jones cult. There have been any number of cults, actually, over the years. Big and small. Look at what happened with Charles Manson. You know, these sorts of... There are all kinds of different cults that people join for whatever the reason. Why would you join a cult? What's going on with you in terms of your mind,
a sense
your
of belonging,
psychology?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, right? A lot of times they prey on people who have nobody around or have no one they feel close to, and they just have that yearning, that sense to belong, which I think is human nature to begin with.
Well, some
and
people...
It never starts off cult-like. It always seems like it's just, you know, we are a group
friends
of people who are going to love you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And they make you feel good about yourself before it's the bait and switch situation.
So the former members of the church did hang the goods on this guy, McKenzie, saying he compelled congregants to fast as part of the church's teachings, his sermons, which, by the way, are still available online. They dealt with the apocalypse and the end of the world and save yourself now, meet Jesus today. We're about to win the battle. Don't let anybody turn you away from this. Is a journey where you will find at the end you'll have met Jesus. Jesus, yeah, I guess. So anyway, you wonder, you do. Every once in a while, one of these things comes out of the woodwork, right? One of these guys sometimes it has to do with money. You know, sometimes it just has to do with power and control. What a shame. Imagine that, 400-plus people dead because of this guy. 18 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in to new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, how do you do? Well, I would hope. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program with a celebration of life through social media. Nice to say happy birthday to some of our Facebook friends. You can connect to all of us here by going to Facebook, Instagram, Thread at Good Day Radio Show, and then there's Twitter's Good Day on Air. Today is Jeff Young's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Young, listening to the program. John Conley. I know a couple of Conleys. Tom's, though. Tom Conley. Used to be a Tom Conley that worked on this program. Happy birthday to John, however. Jeff Raymond's birthday is today. Happy birthday to you as a listener. Victoria Caesar Rule is a fan and a participant in what goes on. How do you, can you be an active participant as well as a passive? Yeah, a passive participant would just be listening. And there are active
listening, reading, active is engaged and joining in on the conversation via social media, the phone number.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the phone number, 855-999-DOUG, that's easy. There are questions that we post online. For example, here we have the number one thing going on in your community, because we like to have you thinking about what's going on at home as well as we. When you think about what we talk about here, it always is something that's happening in a town that's near somebody who's listening, right? That's the whole idea. We talk about things that are going on. It's not abstract. It's concrete discussion about stuff going on that's happening someplace. So when you ask that question, depending on where you are in the country, the responses, for example, Nikki Lanigan said what's bothering her as we asked the question regarding the number one thing going on in your community. Nikki says bad air where we are in northern Ohio from the Canadian fires. Outside activities for children are canceled because the air is so bad. How is it? We've had 4 or 5 days of bad air there. You're in north.
Today the area is a little bit better. It's a little bit better air quality. We have some weather coming in, so I think that's kind of helping out. But Monday, Saturday or Sunday, sometime over the weekend, halfway through the day, they shut down almost everything outside, any activities, the pool, and then Monday, everything outside was either moved to indoor locations or just flat out canceled. It was pretty bad.
Suzanne Jewell is listening in Hawaii. She says Hurricane Calvin was due to hit the Big Island. Let's see here. Jeremy Myers says we're so lucky there's no news in my community except that one neighborhood is very concerned about strange lights in the sky. Hello. Hello. That's what happens this time of year. Was it yesterday we were talking about northern lights or the day before? Some day this week. Anyway, we were talking about the Northern Lights. That's what you're seeing.
Yes. Was it the 13th?
Yeah. I don't know. Was it? Yeah. It was earlier. A week ago.
I feel like it was last week, and there were 16 states or 14 states that
where you could see
have an opportunity to see
it.
Yes.
Right. Let's see. Ms. Thomas says the 100-degree heat 2 weeks straight. That's the number one local issue for her. Let's see here. We have Darren, who's talking about those beach murders. You know, we haven't talked about those because it was the Gilgo, I think. Isn't that Gilgo Beach, the murder, and the fact they've caught a suspect? Okay, that's fairly near to where he is, and I get that. That's a big story. Repairing the roads, and this is a person in Vermont. Yeah, that's for sure. I saw that firsthand myself this past weekend. Andy Brinkley says the water system in our city is failing. And you know what? That happens in communities where the old lead pipes that have been in the ground for over 100 years begin to fall apart. They crumble, in fact. And so the water pressure goes down. And you see in some of these older towns, the streets are dug up everywhere because they got to put new pipes in. And so that's good. Here's a guy who's got a primary election. I think he's talking about the national thing, but I think locally there are elections, people running for offices where the primaries will be in September. So, good. Thanks for touching in with us here. It's 28 past the hour.
When is the best time to buy wrapping paper? December 26. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen how much frozen turkeys are marked down the day after Thanksgiving? Beef and turkey are both rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals, but beef has twice the fats. So why gobble just one day each year? Those day after Thanksgiving doorbuster specials can be budget busters, but everything is on sale in January, and try Christmas shopping throughout the year when you spot something someone on your gift list would appreciate. And though I love the smell of a real Christmas tree, I bought a handsome $1,000 artificial tree for $400 in January. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-7...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is reporting that Ukraine is using cluster munitions supplied by the United States effectively against Russian forces. National Security spokesman John Kirby said initial feedback suggests Ukrainian forces are using the weapons appropriately on Russian defensive positions and operations. The so-called cluster bombs scatter multiple bomblets and are banned in more than 100 countries because of their threat to civilians. Russia has been using cluster munitions since it invaded Ukraine in February of last year. At least four people, including children, are dead after what's being called a triple murder-suicide in Oklahoma. Authorities say they were engaged in an hours-long standoff with an armed subject yesterday at a home near Tulsa. The investigation is just getting underway. Yes, there is a day where you could eat absolutely anything you want, and today's that day. It's National Junk Food Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Beat you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Bunga. Wake up, rise and shine. Start your day with a good day program. If that's the time of day when it's aired in your market by your radio station, it doesn't necessarily hold it because we call it the good day program. It's always the beginning of the day. Most stations carry it early in the morning or what we call morning drive or mid-morning. But there are places around the country and around the world where this program, well, you can hear it anytime all day long on gooddayshow.com. That's pretty simple and straightforward. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my partner in Nice News, Jay Kirshner, is here. This is something that actually is from the Good News Department. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will talk about this. He's here later. Most of you will hear him with his questions for Dr. Ken. But this is something that more in depth he discusses this weekend. You can hear the program on many of the same stations that carry Good Day program. But if not, you can go to gooddayhealthshow.com and hear Ken talking about this new simple urine test that Jay could detect a deadly brain tumor that, if left unchecked, will kill you in a year.
Wow.
It's called a glioma tumor. It is in the brain. And the survival rate, once it's been in your system for a year, is not good.
So there's somebody came up with this simple urine test. Now, I don't tell you the whole story because I don't think I sound you necessarily authoritative when it comes to this. I just asked the question, and Ken talks about the technique that's used to spot early signs of some hard-to-detect cancers.
Well, and this is great because it could be used in just your routine physical.
Yes.
A lot of the testing is so in-depth and is so costly that there has to be a reason the doctor thinks, okay, you know what, we should test for this.
Right.
Rather than just your typical, just typical urine analysis, or when you get some blood work done and it's the what is it called when it's just the typical, like, it's what's your iron level and your vitamin D, the thing the run of the mill lab work, that's not the additional stuff. And this is something that could be so important.
Ken talks about the technique and when it'll be available on Good Day Health. Check it out, gooddayhealthshow.com. In the good news department, the nice news department, a lot of people, I was thinking, they got a haircut. How many people talk to their barber or your hairstylist about what's going on in your life? Come on. Really, honestly, do you get into these conversations? There is a photographer named Sam Farr who has been taking pictures with barbershops since the 1970s. Who would have thought, right? There's a whole portfolio of interesting, I mean, think about it for a second. When you go into the barbershop or you go into the hairstylist, right, you sit down and they do all sorts of strange things. I can remember going into, there was a place that I got my hair cut in Santa Monica a number of years ago, and it was both for men and women. And I would go inside and you'd see all of this aluminum, these tin foil things that was going into the space museum. Right? Do you get your hair done like that, Jay? Do you have, what does that do? Highlights? Is that what that stuff is?
Yeah, I mean, it's I get colored. It's not necessarily the highlights, but they don't have to do foil or anything on me.
No, but would you think that this would be something that this guy has a whole, he's got 50 years worth of photos taken at barbershops.
Well, it's with the same barber. So it's the barber he had been going to since the 70s. And every time he went, he would take a photo. And it was always the same photo. He's sitting holding the camera and his barber is in the process of cutting. And they both look up at the mirror and 50 years. Even just 50 years of the same barber, my goodness.
I know it. Right. Okay, so we were talking about the northern lights and the lights that appear this time of year, the aurora borealis and that sort of thing, and how the fact that the northern hemisphere is, or the northern part of the United States is where you'll see the, what did you say, 16 or 18 states, I think you said?
Yeah.
A little bit ago, we'd see them.
A good number, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so for those of you in the southern United States who don't want to feel left out, there is a green meteor shower that will soar through your skies probably tonight and through the end of the week. I don't know what it's called, but it's something that you can look for so you don't feel left out. Okay, I don't want anybody to feel left out. Although, when you hear the story about the man who ran from California to New York, we were talking yesterday, I think, or the day before about the young lady, 15-year-old, who swam around Manhattan to raise $60,000 for cancer research. All right, so here's this guy who in 55 days runs 3,100 miles from California to New York. Wow. Can you imagine what he ate, what his sneakers look like, and what the attire,
what kind of
especially running through the heat? Wow. This is something, I find this is very interesting to see what motivates people to do stuff like this. Sometimes, as you know, we're saying, it's to help other people, right? And, or just because the challenge is there, and I want to make a lot of people see that. Well, so it's a challenge. I'm taking it because it's a challenge. Yep, why not? It's good. All right, largest public works project in the history of Hawaii has now opened this week. It's the new Skyline train. Those of you who are living on the Big Island listening to this, I'm sure you're proud of this, but more for the people who go to Hawaii. This is a very interesting way, and it's not something that you would normally have equated with Hawaii. You know, getting on a train like this, you'd think, okay, Chicago, New York, maybe Los Angeles, you go to Europe, Paris, London, but nope. People started last Friday lining up to ride the new train in Oahu. Oahu, good. I never pronounced it right. It's the Big Island.
Yeah, Oahu. Oh, the Big Island of Hawaii. That's just the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so 9,000 people were on this thing on the first day. There were a lot of people who were worried that nobody would come. It's kind of like that. Jennifer loves to talk about the train to nowhere that the state of California spent, I think, $9 billion on. And strangely enough, Nancy Pelosi's husband was the one who ran the company. I know it was only a coincidence. It just happened that he got the low bid, and they were trying to build this train, fast train between L.A. and San Francisco, and they ran into so many problems. He got the $9 billion, but the train never got built. Oh, imagine. Mm-hmm. I know it's a strange coincidence, but sometimes those things happen. All right, is that smarmy enough? Okay. Next, airplane rides. Can you imagine sitting on the tarmac in Phoenix during 111-degree weather for 4 hours waiting to take off? This is how bad the management is at American Airlines. Who in the name of God would have said it was okay to have passengers frying? The plane can't run, so it's on its auxiliary power, and there's some air in the plane. But here's this tube sitting out in the desert. And I get that the weather and stuff slow things down, but don't put the people on the plane.
Well,
let them... Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's the thing. That's part of their thing of, well, they left on time because they left the gate. And that's the purpose. Get the passengers on the plane, leave the gate, and then you can sit out at the tarmac for as long as you need to because you've officially left. So you still had a leaving on time. And it's like, really? The
Who
data and the paperwork is more important
more
than
important.
The humans actually
the
seeing
safety.
In there?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the height of stupidity, man, I'll tell you. I talk about American is the airline I fly pretty much all the time because I'm my status and the points and stuff. But I wish I had them on Delta because, Delta just doesn't go to where I need to go, whether it's back and forth to Los Angeles most of the time. But it just, can you imagine anybody who thought that was okay? What is management? If when the people at the top, if they don't fire the person who's responsible for making that decision, then they should be fired. This is the worst, the best example of the worst kind of management, these poor people sitting out there.
Well, they have to do it. It's protocol.
Yeah. Get the plane off the gate.
It's absurd. Yeah.
Yep. All right, here's another one for the books. A mother of three sparking an online debate by sharing on social media why she chose not to give up her window seat to a fellow mom on a recent flight. Lady's name is Tammy Nelson. She lives not far from you in Ohio there, Jay. 6,000 comments after she posted on social media what happened on this flight from Cincinnati to San Jose. She captions... What would you do? By the way, this video has almost 3 million views.
Yeah.
I got on the plane. You know the story, and the woman was sitting in my seat.
Yeah. She had picked out a window seat. She did not get a lot of sleep the night before, and she had to do a presentation. So she was counting on this flight to sleep and be at the window so she could lean her head. And she gets there, and her seat is already taken. And the woman is like, oh, this is your seat. Well, these are my two kids. My seat's just behind. Can we switch? And her seat was a middle seat, which anybody who sat in a middle seat, it's hard to sleep because you can't really lean one way or the other.
No, you can't go in. Not at all.
Yeah. Right. And so the woman was saying, well, no. And so the woman who had the kids with her eventually got up, went to her own seat, and then just continues to complain to the people next to her loudly enough for the first woman whose seat she had taken, saying like it was rude, blah, 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 blah,
what
blah.
What kind of balsam do you have to take somebody else's seat and then say, no, I'm not going to move?
It's one thing to ask, like, hey, would you mind if we switch seats? But don't just take it. Just like automatically take it. And also, her children were not young children. They were teenagers. They could fare for themselves. She was right behind them. But a lot of people were chiming in saying it was rude of the woman, the mom who had the kids that wanted to switch seats, the way she went about and everything. But this is a kicker. There were some people who are flight attendants or former flight attendants that said this actually happens a lot. And what you should actually do if you're in the situation where you couldn't book, there just wasn't an option to book to have the seats next to each other, go to the gate agent once you get to the airport and ask if there's anything they can do, because sometimes they will move people around.
Yeah, they do.
But they'll only move people to equal or better seats. So you're not going to move somebody with an aisle seat to a middle seat or a window seat to a middle seat. You'll just move middle seats to middle seat and just change the rows up a little bit.
Yeah. It's just really, just so rude. Here's a boy who was on a flight home with his dad, calling out a passenger whose manners were bad. Youngster's name is Rodney Small. You can see this. It's pretty funny. As usual, everybody's got a phone, and the people captured this from this little boy after he realized the passenger that was right behind him had placed their bare feet on the side of his seat. And Rodney says, "Stinky feet behind my seat." This guy he takes his shoes off. Can that talk about rude, right? Smelly feet in the back of a seat, good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, youngster. 48 after here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour. It's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Questions for Dr. Ken. Here's something that comes out of someone's notebook, I'm guessing. There are all kinds of tests. When you go to Quest, for example, what is Quest the number one outfit around the country that does blood tests, urine tests, that sort of thing, lab tests? Are there others?
But I think lab. I think Quest and LabCorp, at least in my area of the world, are two on people's tongues, mm-hmm. and then hospitals also do them.
Do them. Okay. So the reason I ask is because apparently there's a new test that's pretty easy that, when administered, can detect a deadly brain tumor that can kill you within 12 months. They're called, I think, glioma tumors. I'm sure you can probably pronounce it better than I.
Glioma?
Yeah, right. This simple urine test, which can be administered in any kind of a checkup, will detect the cancer. So this is something new, even in its earliest stages, Ken. They think that this is something which will help them spot early signs of hard-to-detect cancers. This is how you wonder about all the research, all the money. And this is an aside, but I'm going to tell you a quick story about a young 15-year-old girl who this week swam around Manhattan, 26.4 miles. She did it in 3.5 hours, and she did it to raise money for cancer prevention, cancer care, and cancer research. And she collected, I think, about $60,000 in pledges. But she'd had a problem with cancer and had a tumor removed, so she decided she better help. And so I wonder about, all of the... We keep talking and have for years about cancer and what a blight it is, and are there really things being done? I guess the general question here is, are there things that are being done? Do you know of things? We'll talk about this particular tumor, but there are so many different things that people are still getting that are cancerous. Are we making progress?
Oh, yeah, we're making huge progress, especially with immunotherapy for cancer. We talked about before this immunotherapy for dementia, having targeted antibodies, missiles specific to the cancer cells, which don't attack the normal cells. This is creating immense progress. Jimmy Carter is alive from brain cancer now, and you know he may be in his epilogue, but he had probably an extra 10 years he wouldn't have had if we wouldn't have had this whole new branch of treatment for brain cancer or any cancer. And so immunotherapy is really the future for treatment for cancer. Actually, prevention is the ideal, and we just need more efforts in prevention.
I'm just looking. I do like you do every once in a while. I take a tour of the journals and peep into stories. And this one came to my attention from the journal Biosensors. I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on the radio. But I'm curious because I like preventative medicine. And this is a way, apparently, to catch early signs of cancer. And the FDA is looking at it. The test works because brain tumors release little bits of DNA particles as they grow, and so yes, these are detectable. Get into the urine. Makes sense, actually.
This looks real, yes. This is real. This is ready for prime time.
Yep. All right, here's another cancer question about screening and another way. This is from Australia, a link between clusters of chemicals in your cells that can be detected in other ways of screening your DNA, the predict tumors. So apparently, what I guess my bottom line is here, that there's a lot of research being done to help to predict whether you're going to get cancer or not. Not once you get it, you know, it's kind of, unless, you know, some people can lick it, but it's, you know, it's much better to get it or grab it or prevent it, right? So this is new. This is kind of a new world order, isn't it?
Right. What you're asking for is a simple blood test to diagnose cancer. And it is progress, and it's out there, but it's not yet the way you would like it to be. But there are some cancers. 5 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to do this, but you now can. But I think in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see amazing breakthroughs in this area.
Yeah, well, it's about time, frankly, I think. But it's also something about the way you live your life. You know, you can't be abusive of your body and then expect a pill to cure it all. That's pretty silly. You know, live and be careful of how you live. Dr. Ken here. Questions for Dr. Ken. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.